From PBS NewsHour, why is Teach for America struggling to recruit? Gwen Ifill, next, the struggle to draw college graduates back to the classroom. Teach for America has sent more than 33,000 participants into schools in low-income, high-need communities since it launched in 1990. But as Brandis Friedman of public television station WTTW Chicago reports, the organization is now having a harder time recruiting new candidates. J-U-A-Q-U-A-N Savage, teacher, why do I do that? Student, because it's a negative charge. J-U-A-Q-U-A-N Savage, because it's a negative charge. Brandis Friedman, WTTW Chicago, today's chemistry lesson is on ionic bonds. J-U-A-Q-U-A-N Savage, what does oppositely charged atoms mean? Brandis Friedman, teacher Waquan Savage feels he's charged with making a difference in his students' lives. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill graduate recently finished a two-year Teach for America fellowship in Memphis. He's now one of 950 Teach for America alumni working in Chicago public schools. This is Savage's first year as a full-fledged teacher at this charter school, Butler College Prep. For years, the program has been a top choice for top grads. J-U-A-Q-U-A-N Savage, I do consider myself a success story, because I had strong teachers. And it's very thought-provoking just to think of, had I not had those strong teachers, where my life would have ended up. And so I definitely want to be a catalyst for making sure that all leaders, no matter where they're from, no matter what their socioeconomic background is, any situation that they have come from, that they have opportunity to obtain a quality education as well. Brandis Friedman, Savage and Teach for America fellows get 5 weeks of intensive summer training before taking over a classroom. Read the rest of the transcript at PBS NewsHour.